whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. St. Augustine was born in North Africa in 354 AD in what is now Algeria. His mother really loved the Lord Jesus, and she tried to teach him about the Lord. She prayed for him and lived a godly life before him. But Augustine turned a deaf ear to this and went out into the world and lived a sinful life. Augustine went to Italy because Italy was the center of the world at that time. There he fell in with wicked people and had a son out of wedlock. He lived in fornication and sin. One day he was in his backyard and his neighbors were reading from the Bible in their backyard. There was a fence between the two yards and Augustine couldn't see the people, but he could hear clearly what they were reading. They were reading from Romans 13:11 through 14, which says, "Knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust." The word went like an arrow to Augustine's heart, and he surrendered his life to the Lord, and he was converted. The next day, Augustine walked out of his house into the street, and one of the women he had been living in sin with saw him and yelled out, "Augustine, it's me." Augustine shouted back that he was not now Augustine and started running in the opposite direction. His life took a new direction from that day, and he was a new man with new desires. Because he had been changed on the inside, he was a new creature. Augustine didn't change himself. He heard the gospel the day before and was convicted of his sin and his lost condition. He understood that Jesus had died for his sins on the cross and that Jesus had risen from the dead and was alive. He went to Jesus that day just as he was. Guilty, sinful, dirty, and lost. He was born again and became a new creature, and his life gave forth evidence that he was truly born again. In John 3:3, Jesus said to a highly religious man one night, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Becoming a Christian is not just accepting a new religion or a new creed. It's not trying to make oneself better or trying to turn over a new leaf. It is receiving the life of God in the soul. It is a new birth. It's receiving new life, a spiritual life. And this birth takes place in the heart of a man. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, new things have come." All things began to pass away in the life of Augustine. He stopped living in sin and began to seek the will of God for his life. He stopped living for himself and began to live for the Lord. The change in his life was evidence of having been born again and having become a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. What were the new things? He stopped living for himself in sin. He began to seek to know the will of God and do the will of God. He was so grateful that Jesus had paid for his sins on the cross. He was so grateful to be forgiven and to have a new power in his life over sin. He was no longer a slave to sin. He understood the truth of Romans 6:22. But now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, what a wonderful word and truth that was for him. Having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, freedom from sin was the evidence of his having become a Christian. It was the evidence of God having done a work in his heart. When I was a boy, we had to get vaccinated for smallpox. The risk of death from smallpox was about 30%, with higher rates among babies. Often those who survived had extensive scarring on their skin, and some were left blind. My mother told me that if the vaccine was effective, it would form a scab on my arm where I had received the shot, and when the scab healed, it would leave a little scar where I had received the shot on my arm. She said that if it did not form a scab on my arm, that I would have to get the shot a second time. Being a small boy, I didn't like shots and was scared of needles and was very conscious of wanting it to be effective. I got the shot. It made a scab on my arm, and it was effective. And today, I still have a small scar on my arm. Many people today profess the Christian faith. Many say they are Christians because their parents were Christians, or profess to be Christians, or because they went to a Christian church on Sundays. But in reality, their faith is not real. It's just a profession without the reality of a new life. Their profession was not effective. We don't see the evidence. It isn't effective. In John 2:22-23, we read, "Now when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name, observing the signs which he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, was not entrusting himself to them, for he knew all men. And because he did not need anyone to testify concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man." Jesus saw that these people were interested in him just because of the miracles he was doing. Maybe they were sick and needed healing. And when they saw him heal people, they said they believed on him. But Jesus saw that their faith was not real. They were only coming to him for selfish reasons. They weren't born again and their lives were not changed. They had an outward profession, but not an inward possession of a new life. It was not effective. They were not new creatures, and their lives did not show that. Jesus changes lives. Christianity is not just a religion or someone trying to do good things. Christianity is the life of God in the soul of man. Salvation is not by works, but it will produce good works. The presence of genuinely good deeds in a person's life reveals that he has experienced a new birth and that he is a new creature in Christ. Charles Spurgeon was a famous preacher in London in the 19th century. One night he was walking to church to preach, and a drunk bumped into him on the street. The drunk recognized Mr. Spurgeon and told him that he was one of his converts. Upon hearing that, Mr. Spurgeon said, "I can well see that you are one of my converts, but not the Lord's convert." He had gone to Mr. Spurgeon's church and heard him preach, and then professed that he had been converted and was a Christian. His lifestyle did not change, and he, by living in drunkenness, showed that he had not really believed from the heart and was not a new creature. Jesus said that we would know those that are his by their fruits. In Matthew 7:16 through 20, we read, "You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, and the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits." My friends, you are not saved by good works and doing good things. Jesus died for us on the cross to pay our sin debt. We are forgiven because he died in our place on the cross as our substitute. That is the basis of our salvation and forgiveness. He was laid in a tomb after he died, and 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He is alive, and he has power to save, power to change our lives and to make us new on the inside. My friend, you need to come to Jesus today. Turn from your rebellion and from your own way to the Lord Jesus today. Confess your sins and ask him for forgiveness and for a new heart. Receive him today as your Lord and Savior, surrendering your life to him. Mr. Spurgeon was right when he told the drunk that night, "Yes, you are one of my converts, but not the Lord's convert. Yes, you've come to my church and you've heard me preach and you professed to believe. But from the heart, you haven't truly believed. You haven't turned from your sin, and you can see today by the way you are living that you don't have a new heart. You don't have a new life. You don't have the life of God in your soul. You are not a new creature. The old things have not passed away from your life, and things have not become new." "Yes," said Mr. Spurgeon, "I can well see that you are one of my converts, but not the Lord's." My friend, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, power to forgive, but power also to change, and power to transform, and power to make a man new on the inside. Many people profess to believe in Christ, but their life does not give any evidence of a change from within. Their life does not give evidence of a new heart, of a transformation from inside by the Spirit of God. Come to Jesus today, my friend. Thank you for having been with us. If you'd like to get in touch with us at Living Waters, we have an email, which is spiv6327. @bellsouth.net. SPIV 6327 @bellsouth.net. Thank you for having tuned in. We look forward to having you again with us next week at the Living Waters broadcast.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.